Seventh grade students at Fond du Lac Sabish Middle School are busy working to try to make the holidays a special time for other less fortunate children in the community. And coming in next on the final segment of the show, we're going to talk with Sabish social studies teacher Gina Reeder and a couple of students who are working as elves at Sabish. They're raising money to buy Christmas presents for kindergarten students who live in poverty. And we'll talk to the students. We'll talk with the teacher coming up on the final segment of the show. Democratic State Representative Josh Zepnik has been stripped of his assignments on five legislative committees following allegations of sexual misconduct. And joining us on this segment of the show to talk about what the future for Josh Zepnik is in the state legislature, what other steps legislative leaders could take, is the editor of WisPolitics.com, J.R. Ross. Good morning, J.R.
How are you doing today?
Pleasure having you on the program. I'm doing great. So I was asking you this before we went on the air. When was the last time a legislator was stripped of his committee assignments? And I couldn't, you mentioned one name from 2014, but I couldn't think of anybody else right off the top of my head.
I don't remember being stripped of committee assignments specifically, but I do remember in 2014, Bill Kramer, a Republican from Waukesha, was majority leader. He first faced a complaint that he sexually harassed an aide and a lobbyist during a fundraising trip to Washington, D.C. He later faced separate sexual assault charges from a different incident at a GOP fundraiser. He was pushed out as majority leader. I can't remember what happened with any committee assignments, but he was pushed out of that leadership position. There was talk about seeking to have him expelled from the chamber at the end. He announced he was going to seek re-election. That was kind of the end of it, and he kind of faded away from the legislature. Here with Zepnik, this is kind of the first thing that Gordon Hentz, the minority leader, the first step he's taken is stripping Zepnik of his committee assignments. Now, Zepnik has not really done interviews, but has been emailing us statements, calling it unfair, saying he's saddened by it. These are anonymous allegations that he's facing right now. But for Hentz, we're in a culture right now, or a climate right now, where there are all kinds of allegations of sexual harassment being tossed around at various levels of government, also in the media. There is definitely a need to be sensitive to these allegations. This seems to be the first step. The question becomes, what's the next one going to be? There are things like, you know, they could bar Zepnik from attending caucus meetings going forward. They could politically, there's the Assembly Democratic Campaign Committee, they could say, we're not going to provide you with financial support next fall, and you seek re-election. He was challenged in a primary last year. He won by 100-some votes. So if they don't want to provide support to, if he's going to seek re-election and refuses to resign, maybe they can go support his opponent if he draws one. You know, things like that they start considering. I don't know if they'll raise the level of an expulsion motion, which requires, I believe, a two-thirds vote of the chamber, and there are all kinds of hearings, that kind of stuff involved. But that's kind of one question hanging out there, though I haven't heard any lawmakers yet drafting out that expulsion motion.
But what I just, as someone who's covered the Capitol for a number of years, what goes through your mind when you see all of these sexual harassment, sexual misconduct allegations surfacing, not just in the state legislature, but in the Capitol just within the last couple of months? I think the tipping point somebody mentioned was, you know, when the Harvey Weinstein case came out in Hollywood.
This is just the first time that these things are being made public. There have been rumors about things for a long time about, you know, lawmakers who act inappropriately with lobbyists, those kinds of things. So this is nothing new in the Capitol. It is the first time it's getting more public attention that people are coming forward. And part of that might be that people feel more confident that if they have been harassed and they come forward, they won't be on trial. The person accused of the conduct will be. So that might be a shift in the public view of these allegations.
Unless you're U.S. Senate candidate Roy Moore or President Donald Trump, who've done just the opposite.
You know, we did, Brad Schimmel, the Attorney General, was doing interviews this week with media. We talked about, sexual harassment complaints. He supports keeping those complaints private. So they released the names of some people who have resigned after after facing those complaints. But we asked about, he said that he's been encouraged by seeing the response to the allegations, you know, various allegations of harassment, that the focus has been on the conduct of the accused, not the accuser. Of course, the contrast to that is Roy Moore and the people who stepped forward there. What Schimmel basically said was that he's not sure what to believe about that right now. Obviously, a lot of Republicans have said they believe the accusers and believe Moore should drop out, though that seems to have kind of softened the last couple weeks as he's rebounded the polls. But Schimmel said that the prosecutor to him sees that Moore is disputing it and wondering, you know, he's not sure about the allegations. That's his take on it, though he says not following the case very closely.
Yeah, interesting. And that's been the response from a lot of Republicans in that situation, the excuse that they don't know much about it, that they're not following it that closely.
Yeah.
It's only one of the big news stories of the day, so I don't... All right. What do you think is going to happen with Zepnik?
Good question. I'm waiting to see what they do in caucus, if they're going to allow him to attend or expel him. I mean... And let's be honest, you know, that's another way to kind of isolate him from the caucus, because for both sides, when these allegations are raised against somebody, it becomes a case of where your side gets asked, okay, you've got person X in your party or your midst, what do you think about that? Like with Roy Moore, Governor Walker's been asked about it, U.S. Senate candidate's been asked about it. So for Democrats, that may become an issue. Do you support him being there or not? And then if you... You know, depending on your answer, you can be criticized for it. And what's been interesting, I've talked to some operatives about these stories, and the questioning of, like, the donations you got from somebody, or whether you return the money, or do you think this person should step down, all that kind of stuff. It's more about, if you can get that into the public discussion, you take the other side, the other candidate, off of his or her message for at least one day, right? I don't know that if you... bumble an answer about Roy Moore, for example, that's going to come back to bite you next year in election. But it does take you off your message for a day, and every day you're off message is one day less you're getting voters the way you want to. And I get the impression that's why both sides are pushing these stories so hard, thus the media, is to try to drive a narrative and take some of the oxygen away from the other side about what they want to talk about, more positive things and this kind of stuff.
All right, WisPolitics.com editor J.R. Ross, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the show.
Anytime.